First thing is first, Bo Jackson. We talked a little bit about him last week. He's going to be honored at this year's Iron Bowl. I wanted to expound on that. We want to talk about Bo. And where do you think he ranks all time when SEC backs, Alex? I personally have him one for Auburn. But where do you think he ranks all time in the SEC?
I would say he'd have to be top three, and the top three being Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, and Derrick Henry. Yeah. In any particular order.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty accurate. The only guy I might put at a 3A, 3B situation, only guy I can really think of that was as dominant for that long was another Crimson Tide running back in Mark Ingram. He had a wonderful career as well. In my opinion, all time at Auburn, I think the second best running back of all time has to be Ronnie Brown in terms of all-purpose yardage, what he was able to do through 4 years. James Brooks, how about an old one for you? Some of you older guys maybe listening, I know he was way before my time, but I know enough about him to know he was a load, played for a very bad NFL team at the time, and the Cincinnati Bengals really made them very well at the time. Carnell Williams, I have really, you could put him or Brent Fullwood, in my opinion, at four or five. Of course, Carnell Cadillac, famous for his kickoff return against Alabama in the 04 Iron Bowl, but he had a lot of other great plays. Didn't have a long NFL career, but was just absolutely electric. And Brent Fullwood was one of the most underrated power backs to come through Auburn. He was the predecessor after Bo Jackson left, went on to the NFL, and he had an outstanding career at Auburn. As far as the Alabama top five running backs of all time, Mr. Alex Bowman, I told him he could have some fun with this one and give us his best list, and I'll see what I think about it.
It was hard because I obviously didn't get to watch the guys back in the 80s, 90s, and even before then. I was with the Nick Saban eras. When you had Mark Ingram, that's when I started watching Alabama football. So if you get mad at me because I don't mention somebody from the pre-Saban era like a Sean Alexander or Glenn Coffey, I didn't get to watch those guys, so I'm not going to speak on them because I didn't get to watch those guys live and experience the dominance they played with. Number one, I'm going to name Derrick Henry. Just how outstanding he was as a running back, put that team on his back at times. It's crazy that he's still playing at the level he's playing at in the NFL, considering how big he is as a running back.
Now you're talking about a guy that averaged, 7 yards a carry at one point just a few seasons ago through three or four games. I mean, he's just a load.
He had 28 rushing touchdowns in 2015. It's a SEC single-season record, and it still stands. So he's at one. Two, I'm going to have another Heisman winner in Mark Ingram sitting there. Starts off really the dominance you have at Alabama with the running backs. Couldn't have done it without him. Like I said, won the Heisman, won so many other awards, unanimous All-American. He wasn't the biggest guy or the fastest guy on the field, but he had the biggest heart at the running back position for that Crimson Tide team. That
caught the football extremely well out of the backfield.
Number three, I'm going to put Najee Harris. He probably would have won the Heisman in 2020 had Mac Jones and DeMonta Smith not decided they were going to have the best or one of the best quarterback wide receiver seasons of all time. Up there with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson as well. But Najee Harris got overshadowed due to the weapons at receiver during his time at Alabama, but he himself was just such a great running back to watch. His ability to get out of the backfield receiving-wise, rushing-wise, his elusiveness, his power, he was just an all-encompassing running back for Alabama. Four, I'm going to have Trent Richardson. The thing that comes to mind with Trent is the stutter step ankle breaker he had against Ole Miss where he ended up scoring.
That was nasty.
That's the first thing that comes to mind when I think of Trent or Richardson. Have him at four. And then five, I was between two guys here, Eddie Lacy and TJ Yeldon. Ended up with Eddie Lacy, another huge back. Unfortunately, that kind of got to him in the NFL when he decided he was going to eat him his way out of an NFL roster spot with the Packers, similar to what Kelvin Benjamin did with the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, man, that was, talk about a waste of a pick. Man, he was a beast at Florida State. Auburn would know. He caught the game winner against us being 6'5". But, yeah, that's a pretty fair list, I think, Alex.
Yeah, I would have had TJ Yeldon there, but I just think Eddie Lacy had more accolades, won 3 national championships, and was just more dominant to me than TJ Yeldon. Another guy that could have been up there was Josh Jacobs, but the production – at Alabama wasn't there, similar to Kenyon Drake. They once again were overshadowed by guys like Derrick Henry, like Trent Richardson, like Eddie Lacy. And that's just the unfortunate thing for some of those guys.
Yeah, no fault of their own. I mean, you think about what you mentioned, Kenyon Drake, and I actually consider Josh Jacobs to be probably one of the most undervalued SEC backs of the of my lifetime. I think because of that running back room and Yeldon and all of those other guys, Kenyon Drake, I mean, he was at one point a third or fourth stringer and would just come in a blowout either way. And I would watch the explosiveness with the ball in his hands. I'm like, this dude would start at Auburn because this was the era of the post 2013 season and the post Jarrett Stidham season. And our running back was good in Kerryon Johnson, but Gus Malzahn thought he had to run his starter 40 times a game.
That's what we did with Derrick Henry, but it worked out because Derrick Henry was so big and so versatile.
Yeah, you're talking about a refrigerator with legs. So no doubt about it. I really liked doing this. If you guys are listening and think we should do any other positions all time for Auburn or Alabama, feel free to let us know.